Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
The Wilkinson family of Texas was able to show the world in a very large way that human life is precious. The Wilkinsons are the proud parents of quintuplets who were born in July 2007. According to an interview done with National Right to Life News, the Wilkinsons faced dire predictions from doctors. They were advised to selectively reduce their 5 unborn babies to 2. Selective reduction is used as a medical term, but it's one of those sanitary euphemisms that means abortion. Jason and Rochelle Wilkinson instead made a choice for life. After 34 weeks and a temporary move to receive the best care for multiple pregnancy, Rochelle gave birth to 5 healthy babies on July 31, 2007. Now, the Wilkinson's Cedar Park, Texas home is full of joy. There is always hectic activity surrounding the quintuplets and their older brother and sister. Kendall, Ryder, Rustin, Cadence, and Cassidy continue to do well, despite the predictions of some doctors. Older brother and sister Riley and Kaya learned quickly how to help. When an ultrasound at 7 weeks into the pregnancy showed 5 heartbeats, the Wilkinsons were astounded by the news. Rochelle Wilkinson told NRL News, "We were in total complete shock and a little bit of denial. The couple had undergone fertility treatments, but they never expected quintuplets to be the result." Immediately, doctors recommended selective reduction. Specifically, doctors wanted to abort 3 of the babies to improve the odds of survival for 1 set of twins. Mrs. Wilkinson said, "They told us that all 5 would die, or if they lived, they'd have lifelong disabilities. All the medical authorities were telling us one thing, while our hearts and minds were telling us something else." The Wilkinsons began to do research, speak with other doctors, and pray. Rochelle Wilkinson recalled, "We received an answer to prayer that we were supposed to keep all the babies, no matter what happens." The Wilkinsons then found out about a doctor in Phoenix with experience in successfully delivering multiples. Mrs. Wilkinson moved to Arizona and was placed on bed rest beginning at 18 weeks of pregnancy. The baby's best chance of survival was to remain in the womb until at least 34 weeks, which would be July 31st. They did just that. Mrs. Wilkinson delivered 5 beautiful babies, small but healthy, on the target date, with a total weight of 21 pounds, 7 ounces, the highest weight of quintuplets ever recorded in the United States, according to the Austin American-Statesman. The babies went home to Texas September 1, 2007, and the routine in the Wilkinson house immediately changed, with a daily count of more than 30 bottles, nearly 150 ounces of formula, 40 to 50 dirty diapers, and multiple loads of baby laundry. The journey was anything but easy, but the Wilkinsons count their blessings. They also have 50 fingers, 50 toes, and 5 beautiful smiles to be happy for. Mrs. Wilkinson said, "We're blessed to have volunteers from our church and community, as well as family members, who help out 24 hours a day." The Wilkinsons are obviously very happy that they listened to their hearts and refused to give in to the doctor's negative prognosis. To other parents in the same situation, Mrs. Wilkinson advised them to have a really positive outlook, make whatever sacrifices you have to, and use whatever resources you can. She also said, "Every day I look at them and think of what a miracle the babies are. We are so grateful for these 5 little blessings." The Wilkinson family's story shows the value, dignity, and preciousness of each human life. By sharing their story with the country, they are a positive witness for human life. As always, if you have any questions, please email me at carol@prolifeperspective.com. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us tomorrow for more Pro-Life Perspective.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.